B-Pod Studios.
This is the DraftKings Over-Under Show with the Bankroll Boys, Joe Murray and Dan Lifschitz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, welcome into 98.5 The Sports Hub. This is the DraftKings Over-Under Show. Good morning to you. Happy Memorial Day weekend, and what a wash that we have here. But if you're inside, not doing much, well, now you get a little dabble on some old games there throughout the day, and we'll have some picks for you. I'm Joe Murray. Dan Lifschitz is here. Tucker Silva is helping us out behind the board today. So, Dan, I think this is worth talking about the Celtics here. I'll give you a little victory lap.
Good job, Dan.
Dan said, what was the word? Am I an idiot?
I said, am I crazy? Yeah.
Liking the Celtics tonight. And I said, probably. Because I think we both have been in agreement that this is probably either a sweep or five games.
Right.
And on our podcast on Thursday, we thought that at plus 185, it might be worth a dabble at a game five sweep. Because here's the deal. The Celtics won last night, and they deserve a lot of credit. They do, and it's been a bad season, but last night was very positive. But I still think they lose in five or six.
I did too.
Probably five.
I think they lose in five because we'll get into that.
Yeah, and we'll give you all the odds on that and everything. But when the series started, Dan, all I said was, I hope we get one of those Brad Stevens. You see the team try hard, and I think the biggest positive of last night, from a gambling perspective, the Celtics showed up. And it went over the total. I had the under first half, and early on, it didn't look good. Brooklyn was up, 19-6? It looked like a blowout. It was bad. And was it just Tatum who just started hitting shot after shot? Thompson was really battling inside. So from a gambling perspective, like the over and the Celtics scoring points and, maybe a Jason Tatum scoring prop, something to that degree. The big three of the Nets scored 96 points last night and lost.
Yep.
Like, that's tough to swallow. And, of course, the story was Kyrie Irving going into it. In a way, I feel like he fueled the playoff matchup. The team cared last night. They cared. I've never seen Tristan Thompson play like that. And I know you've been very hard on Tristan Thompson this year.
Yeah,
But overall, dude, like, that was positive. That a guy was like, hey, I might not be a big three like these guys, but I'm not going to go out like that. Smart didn't go out like that. Thompson didn't go out like that. And it was an exciting game. It came down to the end, right? A couple of interesting replays and fouls at the end of the game there.
Yep.
But overall, on a gambling perspective, I didn't think the Celtics could do this, which is a very, very big surprise. But on the landscape of it, this is a win for this season, considering how bad it's been.
I totally agree with that. I thought that, Tristan Thompson played one of the best games, not of the season, of his entire career last night, which, again, if you're going to get, playoff Tristan Thompson going forward, then, yeah. I mean, I'll take a guy who sucks in the regular season and, performs when it matters. He was awesome last night, and I think you got to give him credit there.
Where's the fuel on this one? Do you think they just looked at it and said they have no inside presence and he needs to be better?
I think, first off, I think Kyrie Irving pissed the team off. I think that he struck a nerve with at least some of those guys.
Yeah. And I don't want to just bring up Russell Westbrook had an issue this week. Trae Young. And Tristan Thompson discussed it. If someone spits on me, I'm following you to your house.
Yep.
He was motivated. I haven't seen the team that motivates you. I think you're right. I think the Kyrie stuff, despite us not really being able to comment on it, I think it really did motivate the Celtics because I think that was the storyline, right? The Celtics sucked. There was nothing to talk about with the basketball team.
Yeah, the storyline hasn't been about basketball, and I think that Jaylen Brown, who obviously made a comment to the media, basically said it best. It's a discussion that we all need to have, and keep having and whatever. I know some people agree with that, some people don't. That's, you know, that's really a personal thing. I think it's, I mean, I'm not going to get into it, okay? I don't want to do politics. I don't want to do any of that stuff. But he pretty much said, without really saying, that Kyrie Irving was using the race card for his own benefit. And to take the storyline off Kyrie Irving returning to Boston and spurning the Celtics a couple years ago, and instead, all we have talked about on this station and in the city for the past couple days has been the racial issues with the Celtics and the city of Boston. And Jaylen Brown really said it best. It's not about that. This is, you know, we can always talk about, we should always be having that discussion and we can get better. But this is about game three of the playoffs. You know, this wasn't about that. And I think, I know Jaylen wasn't out there, but it felt like certain members of the team, maybe the entire organization as a whole, took that personally. You know, the little gif for saying, and I took that personally. And I feel like they took that personally. And I know Jason Tatum is very close with Kyrie Irving. Don't let anyone ever tell you differently.
Duke guys, yep.
They are close friends. That doesn't mean you have to respect and like everything that your friends say. And I thought Jaylen Brown put it really well last night. I thought without saying what he said, I think Kyrie basically insinuated that he was using racism as a clutch for personal gain. And you know, that to me is a motivator. What happened last night?
So, you know, what's funny was I still looked at it as basketball, and I just didn't think the team was talented enough. Just looking at it, and I don't know. You looked at it. There might be something here. I just didn't. I just thought this is over, man. They're not good enough. If they keep it close, they'll pull away, which may be the story for the rest of the series. It might be. For one night, the team was motivated. It was about basketball last night. It was about basketball.
Sure was.
And Kyrie Irving didn't show up.
Nope. I mean, is anyone surprised? Anyone surprised?
I posted the over-under total for his points was 24.5.
Yep.
I thought that was respectable. He went way under.
Yeah, 6 of 17. 2 of 6 from three, 1 turnover, 16 points, 4 fouls. He was by far the worst of the big three last night.
He could not. Why did they put him on Tatum?
I mean,
what was going on there?
Okay, so here's something. This town has been crushing Brad Stevens for months, what it seems like. Brad Stevens said, hey, Jason, they're switching on you every single time. Get the switch and go. And for whatever reason, Steve Nash, Mike D'Antoni, that entire staff was like, oh, guys, let's stop switching. The most obvious thing in the world. Any idiot watching that game could have told you, don't switch. But those guys couldn't. I mean, I know it's not fair to say this. Brad Stevens played a big part in that win last night.
He was motivated.
He did.
I mean, sticking with Romeo Langford. And him hitting some big shots in that game.
He pushed all the right buttons. Obviously, Robert Williams can't play.
And that's the storyline. They were without Robert Williams, Jaylen Brown last. I mean, that they win a big game against that team. Robert Williams has been a big. He's been the only positive in the series, and they played without him last night. And again, Thompson with that double double.
And they got nothing, nothing from Kemba Walker, nothing.
Yeah.
Smart and made up for it.
Smart had a really good game.
Do you think there was motivation in Marcus Smart last night?
Yep.
I know a lot of people here didn't like the comments, like kind of backing Kyrie. And I think that may just be a Jersey thing. You know, come on, why are you backing what he said? But, it's hard for us to comment on it.
Yeah,
It was just weird how, like, Blake Griffin on one side, you know, not defending his teammate.
It was very strange.
It was about basketball last night is all I can tell you. And on a betting sense, sometimes these things don't make sense. Sometimes, I just thought Brooklyn, I think they are the better team. I thought at one point with 6 minutes to go, down 10, they were going to make a run for it. the refs started to get involved. They did. If you watched any of that last night, it was a little...
Please.
But then Kyrie got called on the... was it the charge? When did Kyrie got a foul? They were down like 11 or whatever. He got called with a foul. And I'm like, all right, I think that's going to do it. But it came down to the end, man. It's still, despite a great win last night. But, it was about basketball last night, which I thought was great. And, 50 points from Jason Tatum. Last guy to do it was Isaiah Thomas. Ray Allen did it before him. But you mentioned the switches. I don't think they did that all this year, man. I think there was something about... I'm not knocking Brown, because I think Brown would really progress this year, but there was something about Brown and Kemba trying to all get their touches, I think. I don't think they were doing switches, trying to get the best matchup this year. They weren't passing the ball around, doing what was best for the team. Last night, it was, hey, if you get a shot, you hit it. If not, let's get it to Tatum and do this double switch move, and it really worked. And again, the Tatum on the shot that got me was when Tatum shot it over Durant for a three, and I was in the third quarter, and I was like, "Whoa, that's progression right there."
All right, so let's talk about Game Four, because I think last night was great. We've clearly talked about it. I think the team was motivated. I think they had a reason to be motivated. I think Kyrie, even if you're friends with those guys, you still feel bad that he left. There was a motivation there last night.
Have you seen the line?
Game four, yep. Celtics plus 6.5.
I don't like that line.
Celtics opened, by the way, the line opened 6 last night? Yeah, Friday night. It opened 6, moved to 8, which is why I was like, okay, I'm going to take the 8 at home. Full arena. You have a lot of emotion now. You feel like you're back in the series. You know what's going to happen. This feels like where you lose. This
feels like Game 6 LeBron coming in.
Some jitters, maybe.
This feels like... No, I wouldn't even... I don't even know if it's jitters, Tuck. I'd say this is where you're going to be overly emotional. This is where... You become overly emotional, and this team just doesn't. If Joe Harris, here's the thing, okay? Last night, Tristan Thompson, 8 of 13, 19 points, 13 rebounds. Jason Tatum, 6 of 30, 5 of 11 from 3, got to the line 15 times, 50 points, 7 of 6, 6 rebounds. Kemba Walker was terrible. Marcus Smart, 8 of 11, 23 points. Evan Fournier, 6 of 12, 17 points. You got nothing from your bench except Romeo Langford, who gave you something. Here's the problem. I don't really foresee that happening again. That is a very it's a statistical anomaly what the Celtics did last night. Shooting 50% from the field, over 50% from the field, shooting 40% from three. That's not what this team is. And I think that there is still very much a major talent gap between these two teams. Nets plus 6.5. Nets minus 6.5, PP. Talk if you wouldn't mind. Turn me on.
Got it.
There you go. I know. I'm the a-hole, and I'm the worst, and
no.
I'm the anti-greeny.
No.
Last night
you backed the team.
I did.
You saw a spot
I double backed the team. I took them second half, too.
It's about money, Dan. It's not about the home side or anything.
Okay. The Celtics had their win last night. They played really well. The 6.5 to me. The Nets are going to come out. The Nets are... Listen, you wanted to show something to the Nets. They showed you something. You're going to get their respect now. That is going to be a mad, mad, angry, motivated team. They don't want to finish. This is not a team that wants to play in 6. They don't want to have to, sit there and wait to face Milwaukee and, no. You're not going to get the same production from the guys you got last night. I don't see Tatum dropping a 50-burger again. I think that Kyrie is going to come in with a little bit of different swag.
He's 30 points. Lock it up.
I think Kyrie is going to come in with a little bit different swag.
Joe Harris isn't going to play the way
Joe Harris is not going to be horrendous.
You'll probably get a better performance. You know, sneaky loss. I talk about this guy all the time. Jeff Green.
Yeah, I know everyone says that. I just thought that.
I know. Tucker just looked at me. He has crushed the Celtics in the playoffs.
For years, dude.
It wouldn't matter.
I know what Dan's saying, but he's just a guy that can just hit a shot when you need it and defend somebody.
Yeah, but guys, Jeff Green doesn't change anything.
Nothing to do with what the Nets are going to be successful or not.
I just wanted you guys to know. I know that everyone they were talking about on the national broadcast. Oh, Jeff Green, this. Oh. Jeff Green doesn't change anything.
They got 11 points from their bench.
You're winning that game last night.
They got 96 points from their stars and got 11 points from their bench.
You're winning that game last night. Oh, Jeff Green, without no Jeff Green, I don't care.
You know how you say 100 out of times out of 100 times we would win this game? The Celtics, the way that they played last night, would have won that game 99 out of 100.
I feel very similar. They were awesome. Best game of the season. They use their advantage, hit, you know, the players who needed to play well did. I got to tell you, I'm very concerned about Kemba Walker, too.
Oh.
Kemba Walker.
Was that not good?
If Kemba Walker does not give them anything next game, you know, I mean, it could really get ugly.
I've been on this this Kemba thing for a while. It seems to get a pass around here. This was bad. This was worse than Gordon Hayward.
Oh, I don't think he gets a pass at all.
No, why I think he gets a pass is because his whole entire career he played. And people don't realize this, but the Hornets, I mean, he had knee injuries with the Hornets. Like, what? Remember when people said that he was better than Kyrie? Like, it was, like, this is, flat out, the guy's got a knee problem, man. And You're stuck with that contract. And I'm only bringing this up, Dan, because, and I know we got to go to break, everything that we saw last night was great. And I think that, you know, it's the story of the season. Hey, adversity at home. You want to defend the Green. They did it last night, and their star performer scored 50 points, and you'd be one of the best. You're probably the best team in the NBA. I don't think it changes anything about the fact that this team next year has to be different. I don't think anything from last night changes.
This was my concern. My concern, and I said it, was if you face the Nets, you're gonna and even if you win a game, whatever, you're gonna get a built-in excuse not to change.
Yeah,
and that was always my concern.
Just that's my only bravo. Like bravo, last night was great. It was great. We should enjoy it for a night.
Yep.
And then watch the Bruins play game one tonight and the Garden start to fill up a little bit. Like, it was great, but I'm interested if there's anyone out there who actually thinks they can even the series and make it a series.
I mean, Dan Greenberg is picking them in seven, and he is dead serious about it.
Oh, greedy. Isn't it sad? Like, that guy can spit that off. We love Green. He's actually a good dude.
I actually like Dan, but I just think that he's the dumbest MF-er when it comes to some stuff. Like, Dan.
As a friend, yes.
Just enjoy the win, dude. Can we not start talking?
Listen.
Can we just enjoy the W for 20 minutes?
It's a great win, bro. It's a great win. Now we want to make money on the next game. That's it. All right, some other things happened last night. We'll get into that. There is some gambling news when it comes to Massachusetts that we will slightly
There's too many games.
There's tons of games.
There's too much to talk about.
And there's a big one tonight. Right here on 98.5 The Sports Zone. We got to go to break. Yep. He's Dan Lifschitz. I'm Joe Mario, listening to 98.5 The Sports Zone.
The DraftKings Over Under Show with the Bankroll Boys. 98.5 The Sports Zone.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is the DraftKings Over Under Show with Joe Murray and Dan Lifschitz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, back here at 98.5 The Sports Hub. Phone number here, 617-779-0985. If you're just waking up, we talked a little bit of Celtics there. We We'll get back into that. And of course, there's game one of the Stanley Cup Finals tonight. Just real quick, Dan, I just wanted to bring up a couple of things quickly. Last night, that game seven in the NHL, normally a game seven NHL's for real. Vegas wins, but now they take on Colorado. I haven't seen the series line yet on that one. I think I'm going to lean Colorado on that
one. I mean, everyone is going to. I actually think Vegas matches up pretty well with what the Avs do. They just need to get some goaltending. I think I'll probably end up staying away from the series price. But if you're asking me where the value is going to be, I'm assuming that Colorado probably opens 220, 250. Like, I'm thinking it's probably something around there. I would say 215. There you go. Avalanche minus 215 in the series. So there you go. I think the Golden Knights plus 180. I think there's some value there. I do. I do think that team is being undervalued. I like Colorado, but let's also not forget they face, in my opinion, outside of the Canadian division, the worst playoff team in the playoffs. I don't think the St. Louis Blues were a playoff team this year. I don't. I mean, I know all the Bruins fans kind of like have like this PTSD about like, you know, the Blues and everything. They were not the same team this year. Their back end, the defensive core was injured all over. Somehow Torrey Krug was like one of the only guys who wasn't hurt, but just the Blues were not the Blues that they have been in the past few years. And Tarasenko was in that line. That team, I think, in my opinion, was the worst team in the playoffs. I know Colorado has been dynamite. Just saying, Golden Knights plus 180. There's something there, and if that starts creeping up towards 200, I might dabble.
Can I give you another one on that?
Yeah.
The favorite generally, despite last year, the bubble.
I know. Yep.
The favorite normally doesn't win the cup.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard as the number one seed to win the cup in the NHL. It's just not something that normally happens. That's all.
So. And the second favorite to win the cup is the Boston Bruins.
Yep.
They'll take on the Islanders. We'll get into that in a second. The other game that's today, Toronto up 3-2. The game went into overtime the other night. I thought Toronto needed that game, Dan.
Yep.
It went into overtime. Montreal wins. They play tonight. Toronto's another big favorite tonight, and they're on the road.
I think Toronto's going to close it out.
They better.
I think they close it out.
They better, man.
Yep.
They're like, I'm not betting that game. I am not betting that game. I can't. I don't trust Toronto.
I don't either. I'm just saying I think they closed it.
They should. I thought they should have closed it out the other night there. But so that's the early game. And then, of course, tonight is the Islanders and the Bruins.
I will be there. I'm going to the game tonight.
Is full capacity tonight?
I believe that starting today is full capacity. So I believe that it's going to be a full capacity building. I'm excited. I think it's going to be a good game. Here's what I'm not excited about. We were just kind of talking about this off air. It feels like everyone in the city was way more worried about the Washington Capitals than they were with the New York Islanders. And I don't understand why. From a betting perspective, the Bruins minus 260, minus 250. Hell no, I'm not touching that. And the Isles touched plus 200, plus 210 some places yesterday. I'm going to be honest with you. I dabbled on the Islanders. I wouldn't PP it. I don't think it's like, you know, something I have to take. But we as a city are undervaluing what the Islanders, A, are as a team, and B, just did to the Penguins, who, in my opinion, are a significantly better team than the Washington Capitals. Significantly.
And you mentioned this as a gambling perspective, the line might be a little too high.
It's just, yeah. I mean, right now, if you do, where the Bruins are in terms of actual value, okay? Sitting at minus 250 implies a 71.4% probability that you're going to win the series. That is insane to me. The Bruins do not win the series 72 times out of 100. There is legitimate value on that Islanders line. They are legitimately a good team. They have two very good goaltenders. Varlamov was a Vezina, you know, candidate, and you know he played very well against the Bruins this year. Ilya Sorokin has been one of the most highly touted goalie prospects in years. I mean, him and Samsonov, who you just saw from the Capitals, came up from Russia in the KHL. They were both very highly touted, okay? Those guys, Sorokin's playing very well outside of his last game. The last game he struggled, but he's been playing fantastic. I look at the Islanders and say, you guys are underestimating them. I don't know how many people watch this team. The Pittsburgh Penguins are a better offensive team than you, and they put up four goals, one goal, four goals, four goals, four goals. I mean, it's just someone give the Islanders some credit, and it's going to be me, okay? It's going to be me. The over six games right now in this series, over six games, not five and a half. Over five and a half is minus 190. Over six games right now in this series is minus 110. Give me the over six between the Bruins and the Islanders, minus 110.
Okay, and I gave up my pick. I had the Bruins in five, which my stance on it and Dan's stance on it is different. I like Dan's fact that he's bringing up facts and statistics. I'll just give you a few more, Dan. J.G. Pageau had 8 points, five goals, three assists against Boston this year. He was electric.
Yep.
Matthew Barzal scored 7 points, three goals, four assists. You mentioned Varlamov. He went 5-1-0 with a 1.93 GAA this year. Sorokin had two appearances against Boston, went 0-1-1, but had, you know, he won four playoff games.
He also was not playing well before the playoffs. It's a little bit different. It's like riding the hot goalie again. Remember, everyone, all the Bruins fans, PTSD, Jordan Binghamton, okay? Like, it does kind of have somewhat of that feel.
So I feel like the Islanders are a low-scoring team that plays defense, the Barry Trotz style. And they, let's face it, the Penguins were what? One of the better scoring teams in all of hockey. Right, great on the power play.
Play no defense.
They rank second in goal scoring and fourth in the power play to Pittsburgh.
Yep.
And they handled them fine, but it was low scoring games. I think Pittsburgh's issue is the goaltending. They were great on special teams. Now, the Nassau Coliseum, I don't know, there was something about playing there that they fed off of,
That place is really not fun to play.
We don't talk. We think that home isn't important, but
I know
the bees took care of business and they took care of business at home. So, you know, at least for one round,
the Bruins also took care of business on the road.
Yep.
To be fair.
Yep.
What's fair?
I'm just looking at it like this: who's their goalie? Do they have a clear cut goaltender for tonight? Do we know who the goalie is tonight?
I don't think it's a problem when you have two really good goalies.
But one's struggling.
Okay. I still don't think it's a problem when you have two really good goalies. I mean, I view the Bruins that way, and I think if Rask has a problem, you can go to Swayman. I feel comfortable going to Jeremy Swayman. Sure, he'll probably have
Swayman
some playoff
won cheaters. A game this year against the Islanders. Big one down the stretch.
Yeah, he did. I feel comfortable going to Jeremy Swayman, and I would feel comfortable if the Islanders choose to go with, you know, Varlamov over Sorokin. I would feel comfortable going with Sorokin in a pinch if I'm the Islanders. I think personally they'll probably go with Sorokin. You gotta ride what's hot for you. I do think that the Islanders, and this is where you have to credit the Bruins, you're not gonna get easy goals like you got against Pittsburgh. I don't know if anyone saw what happened with Tristan Jarry in that series. This is gonna be different. You're Tuukka Rask. For everything that he is and the soft goals that he does allow at times and whatever, he is not Tristan Jarry. Tuukka Rask is the better of the three goaltenders. Tuukka Rask deserves credit for being the best goalie in the series, and he probably will be.
I agree.
I'm just saying, this is not Tristan Jarry. This is totally different, and the Bruins are... It is not going to be easy for the Islanders to score. This is going to be a low-scoring series, all series. That's why we're seeing this where it is, Joe, right now. We're seeing this right now. The total is 5 in the game, okay? Bruins minus 180 tonight, minus 110 in regulation. Team total over two and a half -165. I don't think I'd lay that. But the Bruins are -180 tonight at home against an Islanders team that's getting very little love, very little respect. I'm nervous for tonight. I am.
And let's ring the bell for the Bruins in 5 +375. I got that right away. I said, I'm going to bet the Bruins in 5.
Yep.
I want to, in the second hour, bring back both the Celtics and the Bruins game. There's a line for tonight's Bees game we haven't talked about yet. So we'll save that for the second hour as well. And the discussion.
Dan
Lurie just talked about it.
No, but
when the hosts aren't listening.
No, I was listening.
Lions -180.
I want to just.
Yeah, we haven't talked about the line.
I just want to bring it up again. For the people who have been sleeping at 7 o'clock, we'll just mention it again.
That's fine.
At 8 o'clock. That's what I meant.
That's fine.
Yeah. Sorry. damn it. Now I forget what I was going to say. Oh.
Go to break?
No.
Is that it?
Hang on. I love this one. I probably pulled this one out of the hat 10 years now, however long I've been on radio. 10 years here, 14 in my life. Rask versus Rust. I've been saying that one for years because this team's had some time off. Could it hurt them? We'll bring that up in the second hour. What do you want to talk about next, Dan? Anything? Any NBA games you want to get into?
Let's get into the actual. I think the rest of the NHL series we can do NBA at 8 o'clock because I think that will
cool.
be
cool. And at that little 50 break, I just want to mention what happened this week in the betting world.
Yep.
There was just a good, great quote. There was a great quote that I think should just be said. And just kind of leave it at that. Like, let it just sit there for a little bit and marinate. So we'll do that in a little bit here. We got some picks coming up. I got one in the NBA today as well. So 617-779-0985. It is the DraftKings Over-Under Show.
This is the DraftKings Over-Under Show on 98.5 The Sports.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Dub. It's the show where you never have to hedge your bets.
Get it?
The DraftKings Over-Under Show on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
You blow money fast, I'm recess. Catch up. I think I'm Big Meech. Larry Hoover. Whipping.
Hallelujah. One nation under God, getting money from the stars. Big Meech, Zay Hoover. Oh, man. Hallelujah. Man, there's too many swears in this song. Man.
Yeah, there are a lot of swears in this one.
My Rolls Royce triple black. Because he's got all that money from betting all weekend. Do you think he's betting on the Miami Heat tonight?
Rick Ross. Oh, man.
Dude, I don't know if I ever told you guys this, but I went to 3 years ago, I went to Miami on Memorial Day weekend, which I would not recommend. But I went to Miami, and dude, I'm on the beach, and these planes keep going by. I'll bring this to sports at some point. But these planes keep coming by.
Were you near an airport?
No. We're in downtown Miami, right on, like, literally South Beach. And these planes go by, and it's like, hey, Rick Ross tonight at whatever, you know, Birdman at the Clevelander. And, like, just all these, like, you know, people from Miami see us tonight. And I'm like, man, there's a lot of concerts going on tonight, huh? There's a lot of stuff going on this weekend. I went out to South Beach, man. Bad idea. Dude, it was crazy because so many people were out. And they were all going to these concerts. It was crazy. So Memorial Day weekend, out.
Imagine how that is this year. After everyone hasn't been able to go out and do anything. Florida's a little bit different. I guess they've been going out for
Yeah, I know. But today, like in Massachusetts, it's like,
boy.
Today's the day.
Where, oh, yeah. Like, I'm going out. I'm going to the Bruins. I'm so excited. I don't care. I'm going out. I told my wife, I was like, listen, like, I know we were supposed to go to the Cape this weekend. We're going to go to the Cape. It's going to be more. Nope, it's cold and rainy. No, Bruins tonight, baby. Oh, I'm so excited. I couldn't be more excited.
Good for you, man. I mean, I don't know what you do before the game now. Like,
oh, well, we're smoking meat at my buddy's house. We're pre-gaming with a little fine. You know me. I haven't been drinking. We will be pre-gaming with the highest of class of whiskey.
Oh
no, edibles. No,
he wasn't drinking. It's not one of those nights.
No, no. I'm breaking.
Imagine
rules.
Imagine Lifshatz on edibles at the Bruins game.
No, I'm breaking rules today, man. I'm breaking rules. No edibles.
I can't imagine that. You don't want to be the director.
I'm just smiling. What, you think my eyes are just bright red? I'm smiling the whole time. This is great, guys. Yeah.
No, I think you'd be like pissed. You'd like get mad at, like, you know, I told you all about the Islanders.
No.
You'd be like, they didn't get a goal and you'd just be pointing at everybody.
Dude, no. When I'm in that zone, I'm the happiest human alive. I have a mad bone in my body. I could lose 40 grand on a bet. I'd be like, yeah, it's okay.
All right. Well, let's go. Okay. Well, what are you betting on today? Anything? What do you got?
All right. Let's talk about the other NHL series that's going on right now. Tampa Bay, Carolina. Okay. Because I don't think that this one's getting a lot of attention. And I do think that this is extremely important just in the scope of looking around the league and everything. Tampa Bay is -140 in this series. And Listen, I faded Tampa first round, lost on that, okay? To be fair, I thought Florida was going to win that series. Florida put up a good fight. I honestly, and I know everyone's going to say this, I can't believe that. They got screwed in two games. I thought the Panthers win that series and they don't get absolutely screwed. I know our buddy Mike from Woburn just talking about how just the refs are helping Tampa. And I honestly did feel that somewhat in that series. But to me, Carolina in the first two games against Nashville was the most dominant team that I've seen so far this season. Better than Colorado, better than anyone. Now, Nashville came to play and put up a fight in games 3, 4, 5, 6. Another overtime game, Joe. Carolina pulled it out, wins the series, moves on. They survive. I felt Tampa had a very tough series with Florida. They survived. Give me Carolina in the series price. Excuse me. +150.
You're fading them again, man.
Fading them again.
Listen, good for you. I go to the well a lot. I do it a lot. So a couple of things from the regular season. The Lightning won 4. They played 8 times, 4-3-0-1. They scored 17 goals, conceding 18 to Carolina. So we probably should expect a low-scoring series. The other thing is this, is that a lot of this year, Tampa Bay didn't have, you know, Stamkos.
Kucherov,
I think, is the difference for that team, personally. He just, you know, I don't know what it is, but when him and Braden Point on a line together, Point's nothing without Kucherov, I feel like, at times.
Oh, that's not fair. Point is a very good
player. You know, like, you put someone with Krejci, and that player just does well, or Krejci struggles if he's not with somebody. I feel like it's that kind of dynamic between the two of them.
I think you're short-sighting Braden Point there.
Okay. But I think Kucherov's a difference. Carolina went the distance. They had a little scare.
Carolina was a better team than Tampa all season long. Okay. To get them at plus money in this series, I know Tampa's healthy. I get that. I just think that Carolina, in my opinion, is the best team in that division. And I didn't think it was that close.
Well, let me get on a gambling perspective. Vegas has the Bruins essentially the favorite coming out of the East. So, you know, in this case, they would avoid Tampa Bay. Right? I mean, Tampa Bay's favored below them. Carolina, I think if the Bruins beat the Islanders and get Carolina, if they get the Islanders and Carolina, they should be in the Stanley Cup. That's my opinion. Some of us here discount the Islanders or not.
Man, Just because they're not a popular team and people don't know the team as well doesn't mean that they're a bad
team. Well, remember
team.
The Carolina, I think, and you're right about that. Some people look back at the Carolina series from a few years ago and remember that Carolina came in all big and the Bruins just wiped them.
Yeah, but Carolina was so young. This is like 2 or 3 years down from that team.
The flip side of it is the Islanders were just in the Eastern Conference Finals against Tampa Bay. So I was like, if you really want to look at it, the Islanders are getting disrespected big time. They were a team that was just in the Eastern Conference.
I think both teams are. I think Carolina being a dog in this series is disrespectful to them, in my opinion. I think Carolina should absolutely be the favorite in the series. Absolutely.
And that game's tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Weird start. Right now, it's even money. Both sides.
Yeah, 5 o'clock.
Total's 5.5. I'd probably lean under first game.
I probably will stay off the game and watch the game. I think that's what I'll probably lay off. I'm just saying, Carolina was the better team. They're the number one seed in that division. I just don't understand why they're a dog. I know Tampa's healthy, and I don't agree with it at all. I think Carolina should be the favorite in this series. I'm taking Carolina.
All right, we'll take a quick break here. We'll catch up everybody at the top of the hour. And just something happened this week that kind of went under the radar. We always talk about Memorial Day news dump. I think we got that this weekend, and we should just spend 2 minutes on it. So we'll do that coming up next here on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
This is the DraftKings Over Under Show on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Who you got? These guys have the answer. Joe Murray. Dan Lifschitz, the DraftKings Over-Under Show on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, 2 minutes. That's it on this. The Massachusetts sports betting nixed from the Senate budget was nixed again this week. The bill came out, obviously, in January, the new fiscal year. Starts July 1st. It was rejected for retail sports betting at facilities and also at casinos. Senate Minority Leader Bruce Tarr, who's been leading the charge on this, came out this week and said, why is it that we have not taken the steps to capture the economic opportunity for the Commonwealth of Massachusetts? We seek to capture an economic opportunity that we've consistently watched pass us by. Sports betting could bring the state 30 to 50 million, which we laugh at. It could way more than that.
30 to 50 million is a slow weekend.
It's
a
Massachusetts,
Memorial Day weekend.
Massachusetts lags behind the rest of the nation by having legal sports. We know about this. At least 21 states have it operational. Legalized sports betting would allow the Bay State to compete with gambling dollars from our other states, as we know. It's uncertain whether the sports bill will make it into the fiscal year of the 2022 budget. The Senate's expected to vote on the budget amendment this week. Well, they already voted right before the holiday that it's not going to go in there. So whether it makes it into the budget or not, basically this week, if the Governor Charlie Baker included the $35 million sports betting revenue budget proposal last January, he can either decide to put it in for a vote or not. That hasn't happened. Last year, the Senate rejected the sports betting as an amendment to the annual budget. They lost momentum, obviously, this year with COVID. And this is the quote from Tarr that I thought was outstanding. To use a sports analogy, Massachusetts is collectively keeping our bat on our shoulder in the competitive for additional jobs in the innovation economy. And I compared it to Manny Ramirez at Yankee Stadium taking 3 strikes down the middle of the plate on the top of the 9th inning. And I don't know how else to say this, but that's what's happening here. And Dan, now we're hearing 2022, if this thing doesn't get dropped into this bill. And I actually, we probably all know this, but all five major league sports teams in this town, including the PGA, FanDuel, DraftKings, and MGM, all had a joint letter trying to have an agreement for sports betting. Everyone's in on it. But for some reason, all I ask is, will you put it up for a vote, please? And to Dan's point, we'll keep it short. It's up to Governor Baker to put that bill on the table. And that's not happening.
I'm shocked. Shocked.
So I don't know how else to really dumb it down. Everybody's in on this. The state's losing its money. Put it in the bill and put it up for a vote, damn it. Just do it. If it gets rejected that way, fine. Give it an opportunity.
Stupid.
Just give it the opportunity is all I ask.
Stupid. I mean, Connecticut legalized gambling. It sounds like it's going to be August 1st in Mohegan Sun. Congratulations, Massachusetts. You're now going to lose money to now New Hampshire, Rhode Island, and now Connecticut. I don't know what's going on in the state. I really don't understand it. I'm not the biggest politics guy, not a politician, but I have a few people who are very close to the situation and update me on stuff. There's nothing good there. This is all political corruption and who has to get greased and who has to get their way first. And let me tell you, it's not happening with Baker.
All I ask for, Dan, if that's the case, put it up for a vote.
Yeah,
well, and if it is all about all that and it doesn't get passed, there was an opportunity to try and they did.
And you know why they won't put it up for a vote? Because
it'll get passed. Dan, that is that's it.
I mean, that is it.
If you put it up for a vote, it'll get passed.
Easily. Flying colors. the state brings in an extra couple hundred million dollars a year. Oh, no. That could be so bad for taxes and everything. Whatever.
We're going to cry about it. We will. I'll cry about it. You know why? Because just give it the opportunity.
You're just giving Tony on the corner and these illegal setup shots, you're just giving them more credence to keep going.
Just think of the jobs it would create.
Actually the biggest story about it all. They want to put people back to work?
I mean, there are so many aspects of this. So many aspects that are just effed up. And the fact that this has just not happened. It's been years.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.